Welcome to Living Magically. I'm your host, Magical Michelle, and I am here with my dear friend. She's my partner in travel and my partner in healing. And I just wanted to introduce you to the magical Erica. Would you like to tell them a little bit about yourself?
Well, my name is Erica. My pseudonym is the Cosmic Mama, newly born from being the First Lady Erica. And
which I love, by the way.
These are my vision board personalities coming through. Like, these came from, how do you say, personality goals, the reputation goals on the vision board that, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to be the First Lady. So then, and then for like 5 years, I was the First Lady. Now I'm the Cosmic Mama. And that's partly because of you, Michelle.
Well, because you were really owning your sovereignty. Now you get to own your creativity.
That's it. Sovereignty and creativity. And because of deciding to embrace different aspects of myself, I've decided to put that forward as my new reputation goal for the year. And it's really catching and I'm feeling it and other people are feeling it too. And that's what I'm most proud of, because it's not like something where a person tries to be arrogant. It's you being authentic, but trying to embrace this authentic new part of yourself, or a part maybe that was submerged that you don't see, you know? So I enjoy
it. Just knowing you over the last couple of years, I really see how you've grown and how, first starting with the Theta Healing Life Coaching Program, you embraced and healed some things, and then you just went for what you wanted.
I think when I met you, I really was ready. I really was ready to like break through into something new. And people think like, oh, you've been doing this for a long time. And I'm like, actually, no, I'm just a newbie. I had a lot of mindset training, which is weird. Selling life insurance, I guess, is so hard. They do a lot of mindset training. Think and Grow Rich, The Power of Getting Rich, Power of the Subconscious Mind, all those type of books. So I had like all this basically like strength training. And then 2020, I decided to walk out of the office and spend more time like living. If we were going to be in a demise, then let me live the best I could live at that time. And I started hosting my own YouTube show on the Woman Out of Stars channel, underneath the Cosmic Mom, but we can put that in the link. And I just started getting to know people, because I was worried about the thoughts people were having. Not just that people were lonely, but one of the things that I heard someone said, we shouldn't have Father's Day. And that, I was like, that is disturbing. They said, yeah, why do we even have Father's Day? We shouldn't have it anymore. That some people were so upset with men. Because, you know, we got our like you go girl support system, but people were like so angry with men that they really were, you know, the community I was in, they were really spouting out some stuff. So I started interviewing men and I started asking them, are Black men canceled? That was my first series, was are Black men canceled? And we would get together and just talk about, you know, shut up and vote and different type of stuff like that. And I just really had such a good time, like getting inside people's minds. I think that's just something I always like to do as a Libra.
Well, you do have a pretty successful YouTube channel at this point. We'll make sure that we link that for you.
I have a great time talking to people. I don't know how long. I never intend to do things forever. I'm like a little, I don't want to be stuck. But I did want to get some messages out there, and I wanted to do my part to like open the world up to information. Like, I never feel that we should have someone, you know, these group of people on a pedestal with hearing their voices. I always feel like the regular people, the worker bees and the next level, that we should be always doing our best to put our messages out there, because I feel like everybody has something to give. So I start interviewing people who don't have channels, don't have followings, and aren't, you know, and that are nervous and are shy.
What are you passionate about right now? Because you are one of those people that truly lives magically.
I would say what I'm passionate about right now is helping people understand their birthright, that life doesn't have to be difficult. Life doesn't have to be hard. You don't have to earn everything. You are now a quantum being. You can call things into existence, and you deserve forgiveness, respect, love, all the things that you're too afraid to wish for and hope for, that belongs to you as long as you are willing to accept it. And I guess that's why I'm so grateful about Theta and your classes, because that's really the biggest thing that we're doing, is we're doing this for ourselves so that we can help other people go do it too, right?
To dig up our get a healing.
Yeah, get a man. And like your class this weekend was amazing, because everyone that we worked with, we had what we needed for each other. And it was just this reciprocation of healing. But, they say, what would you do if you had $1 million? So that's saying like, oh, if I didn't need to work for money, what would you just do for fun? And I'm already doing that. Like, I talk to interesting people, get to know them, share their message. And then I share encouragement with people that need it. Like, even if they need just a little boost today, like, oh, get rid of that old belief, put in this new belief. Now go on out there and go get what you want. Go live the best life, and not, don't put it on a bucket list. That's my thing too. Like,
I literally loved it when we were in Egypt together last year. You talked to literally everyone and asked them their story, and you were just spreading and sprinkling healing around all over the place.
Yeah, we were spreading a lot of love. We were all in love. It was a lot. It was really like a lot of love energy. And yeah. I was in that place, because I guess that's what I wanted. So that's what I received. And I don't know. I like getting to understand why a person thinks or behaves the way that they do before I just like blow them off or block them to. And I just, that's what I do, right? That's what I do on YouTube. That's what I do on Telegram. That's what I do in real life. And yes. And I authentically, though, if I really don't like a person or want to be around a person, you won't hear me asking you questions. So I love people. And it's so,
I know you do.
Yeah, I appreciate people.
And that's so healing just in itself. When you engage with a person like you, that when you're not feeling whole and healed, and someone like you just sees a person and just acknowledges them and gives that love energy, that's healing in and of itself. So spread a little love and you will create more love and create more healing. And I know that's one of your superpowers.
I appreciate that. I really hope that's true, and I feel it, because I guess, you know, like, you're your worst critic. Like, I'll see myself as like impatient or critical, but I guess that's it too. What I'm trying to do is get past my limitations.
But that's why we do
understanding people. Yeah.
If you don't feel like you're 100% where you want to be, that's what Theta Healing did for me. And that's what I see it's doing for you. That's why I'm so excited you just signed up for the Executive Healer Program, is because I don't see you as broken, but I do see you as this woman who is ready to literally accelerate. And so you just, in an ever-changing world, here we are changing our minds. We don't have to be our old outdated self. We get to be an expanded, evolve self. And the way we do that is through quick quantum healings like Theta Healing.
Yeah, most definitely. I want to be limitless. So I didn't need the drug.
No, you know, no drugs.
I was struggling with memory before. So I was like, how do I find some nootropics so that I can make my brain accelerate it? But it's like, I'm finding that through Theta Healing. Like, my brain is open. I am learning. I'm retaining information, I'm getting to know people, and I'm getting to know myself while I get to know people.
I love that.
My experiences.
the way it works is, you were talking earlier about forgiveness and letting go of resentment and all of those things, because when we get our brain empty of the resentment and the doubt and the self-judgment and even the judgment of other people, that's where we actually have enough room to put all this expanded knowledge in. When we dump all those negative feelings, we have room in our brain, our big, beautiful brain, for all the good stuff.
Right. Right. We don't have the energy for love and fear at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to choose. Do I want to be loved? Do I want to be feared? Do I want to be...
So profound right there. Do I want to be loved, or do I want to be fear? And let's choose love. You and I, we've chosen love, right? That's actually...
Yeah, we do.
Magic.
That's right? The only way we can make new friendships. It's the only way we can have new relationships. And that's the only way we can have the love kind of relationships that we want. Mm. And I've gone through it with my heart. Yeah, I've gone through it with my heart. My heart, I try to keep going. And when I feel it locking up, I try to find ways, like, you know, like we do oils. I'll be like drawing my heart with my oils and opening up and testing those limits with forgiveness and things like that. But I want to stay in love because I want to stay alive. And I think that's it. Like, I've seen people that are, how do you say, somewhat petrified of life, one bad experience, and they don't try anything again, and they don't love again, because, you know, you have to be willing to gamble, right? We have to be willing to gamble. Yeah. We have to be willing to take a chance on winning or losing when it comes to love and friendships. You know, a lot of us, like, are fearful of new friendships and relationships because it's like, oh, you know, but we have to keep gambling, because that's the only way we're going to win big, right? Like,
yeah.
Go big or go.
I see myself as a gambler. Somebody just said that about me this weekend. And I thought to myself, I am a gambler. My mom sold lottery tickets. And it's interesting because she always said something, and I still to this day apply it to my life. And it was about lottery tickets, but now I apply it to the game of life, right? Which is, you can't win if you don't play. And so I gamble, I play, I put myself out there, and I maybe do lick my wounds once in a while when I don't win. But I also took the second piece of advice, which is, when you go all in, you're all in, but don't gamble or give away or share anything you can't afford to lose. And so if you are playing only a dollar, you can win. You don't have to play your whole paycheck. You just have to go all in on that $1.
And don't gamble your rent money.
Don't gamble your rent money. But in this, it's the same thing with love and with energy. If I am tired and I do not have the energy to give, then I become self-aware and I'm a little bit more restorative. And when I'm in an energy that's more outgoing, like today, I want to go and I want to love everybody, right? I want to be like, yes, you. But on the days I don't have anything to give, I give to myself. And I had to learn that. That was a hard trick, because then I felt selfish. But if you're not self-full, you can't be the giver. So you got to take a little for yourself and refill your cup. And then you can just be outgoing and pouring it all out after that.
It's making me think, because I have the days when I feel codgery or crampy, crummy, and bah humbug. And it's like, no. And then people think, oh no, she's not who I thought she was. And it's not that. It's like, no, it's a bad day. But then I know I have control over that. So, like you say, I don't have to be out there bumping into people when I know I'm grumpy and codgery.
Give yourself some self-care. Give yourself a break and stop judging yourself. Give yourself what you need to be restored. And that's where the magic happens. A lot of times, as we empty out those negative feelings, we can replace them with just literal magic. Literal magic.
It's true. And, you know, I love that you're talking about that self-care and like I like to say self-loyalty.
Yeah. Oh, I like
Giving
that.
advice to ourselves that we would give to our best friend. And I think you even taught me about that too, about, what would you do if you were your own best friend? Like, what advice would you give yourself? Because we're always there to pat someone else on the back, but can we give ourselves a hug sometimes? And so I know when I feel anxious or overwhelmed, it's like recognizing the signals that your body is giving you and that your emotions are giving you and being able to self-resource. That's how I say, like, I can spend some time inside my own head and listen to myself, and I can buy myself a birthday cake, and I can do things for myself. I can buy myself flowers, you
Yeah,
know.
talk to your body to as if you were the body's own lover. Talk to your emotions the way you would talk to a best friend or a small child, and treat yourself like the queen or king that you really are. And that's where it all becomes different. That's how you, if you're in love with yourself and you treat yourself with love, and then you treat others as you see them as a being of love, no matter where they are, even if they're the screamiest person in the line at the grocery store, whatever it is, if they're honking at you in traffic, you still treat them as a being of love, having a moment instead of seeing them as this awful person. You just go, oh, they must be having a bad day. Send them a little love instead of taking it so personally. That shifts a lot too.
A lot if we could put ourselves in someone else's shoes and understand that's looking at them like a crying baby. Like, well, that baby must want something. There's a re you know, that got me up through a lot of rough days at work. Like when I had to work at my job. That's what I used to do is find what the person needs because there's a need not being met. And that's why this person's acting out, you know. And yeah, some people, it might feel like they're completely unhelpable, unsalvageable, and you give them space. But a lot of times with yourself, if you're feeling less than, you need something and you have to have that self-awareness to go inside and recognize that. And the same thing with your children, with your spouse. You know, when someone might be too clingy, you're like, why are you acting like you're never gonna see me again? And it's like, there's something deeper. Let's get to the bottom of this and let's figure out what it is that's really in there. And that still goes back to digging like we do in theta, like digging into why, what's the reason behind the feeling.
I love this. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing a little of your wisdom. I love your wisdom. I love your energy. Oop, there we pause for a second. Love your wisdom, love your energy, and we'll make sure that they know how to get a hold of you. And do you have any final thoughts as we send them on their way?
Well, check me out soon, soon as you can, because my course just came out on the cosmicmama.com website. My website launched, my class is out, and it's all about the journey of the scarab, which is a self-parenting journey to self-discovery and being able to self-resource and take care of your own needs, reparenting yourself and building the blocks that you need to have positive relationships moving forward into the future. And I am really excited about being able to share that with people. And I'm looking forward to that first graduation.
I love it. I wish you an amazing day. And thank you, everybody, for joining us on this journey to live magically. And whatever you do, have a magical day.
Definitely. And give yourself a hug.
Oh, yeah. Giving yourself a magic hug while living magically. Thank you so much, Erica.
Thank you.